Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. You know what day it is. I know what day it is, and yeehaw, right? It is. Yeehaw! That's it. Rebel Card Day. And I love that it falls on a Friday. Yeah, couldn't be any better than that. So welcome. We're glad to have you with us. Blog talkers who are getting into the queue for us to take their calls. Facebookers, you are here out front and center. Love that. And if anybody on Blog Talk would like to see us in action, you ought to, come on over to Facebook where we are streaming live and you can catch the action as it goes down. So I want to remind y'all we're using ordinary playing cards. So the distinction needs to be made. This is not tarot, not oracle cards, although Jim's going to give you a fun one. The Rebel cards, oh yeah. And this is not any other system that's out here. I use it the way that my grandmother taught it to me way back in the early 80s, yeah. And I want you to know that I've advanced her foundational principles over those many, many years. So I will also be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. Other readers that do shows, they have their way of doing it. Some of them just kind of rifle off some cards. You know, they just cut the deck and take something. I prefer to use this particular layout because, for one thing, it's the same one I use with my private clients. And the only difference is this is a sample reading. And what I do with my private clients is they get as many layouts as are needed. So there, with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind you folks out there that if you're international joining us tonight, no matter how you're joining us, let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like we started off right now, we have Catherine, who's in Ireland.
Yeah.
Laura in Canada, and Joanne also in Canada. So there we go, international shout-outs. And we'll give more folks as they come and join us, whether they call or whether they're Facebookers. You shall get them. We know that. All righty, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll go in the queue, and you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. If you have any extended periods of silence, something went wrong, just hang up and call back. Usually everything's A-OK after that. Facebookers, if we get gaps in the calls, we will turn to you, but we just can't. It's an if. That's all I can tell you. It's an if, but you'll be the first to know. Wednesday is definitely the show where we guarantee some Facebook Messenger readings, but all the other shows are, you got to just see what Lady Luck says for that. But no matter what, tonight, when you hear this sound, it means your reading is ended, please. Let it end. Do not fight the end. Let it end. We have to move
respect
on to other folks.
The yeehaw.
Respect the rebel yell. All right, but before you depart, before we move on, we're going to give you a single card from the Rebel Card Deck. It's not going to be all sweet and nice and sprinkly and unicorn-like. It's going to be just regular old talk. So it's, and you're going to get a message, all right?
In your face.
You're going to get a message, whether you like it or not. All right, let's see. Today is National Garlic Day.
Oh, I do love garlic.
Garlic's good stuff, yeah.
And it's good for you.
Right, National Amaretto Day. A little liqueur
that
for you.
That's good, too.
National Dog Parent Appreciation Day.
Dog parent.
Yeah, well, people that, dog owners, you know, parents, it's appreciation, people taking care of their dogs. Poker Day, National Poker Day. Play poker, the card game. Yes, indeed. All right, Deb, what do you got? Nothing? Want to tell them how great you're feeling?
Not yet, I could. Oh, I think that'll be the last time yesterday that I go and take on 3 vaccinations at the same time. I have been sick like a dog. Seriously.
Who let the dogs out?
All kinds of symptoms. And could not even think of sleeping most of the night, just tossing and turning. And so, you know, don't be overzealous thinking, oh, let's get them all. I don't think that was a very good plan. Yeah.
So you'll survive.
Yeah. And later I will be taking some vitamin R, you know,
the
rum.
Inert.
Rum.
Oh, that'll take care of your headache.
Yeah.
Your body ache, too. Tomorrow's a little different. You'll be fine tomorrow. I'm finishing off a scammer. That's why I'm coming.
Well, and I'm about ready to pitch this portal.
Well, you were on it. I don't know why you did not stay on it.
It froze.
I don't know what to tell you, Deb. Love is like, that'll probably load in a minute. Oh, you hit something. Go back. Wait, hit the back button at the very top. See what happens. And then be patient. Use the P word. There it is.
Nobody likes that word.
No, but
Jim,
you need to do it. You got to let the machine, you tell the machine to do something, give it a chance to do it.
There we are.
All right. Should we go? Are you ready now?
I'm ready to go.
Ready to go. Ready to rock and roll,
yeah,
Daddy-O.
Let's get this party started.
Let's get it started.
Yeah.
Then we shall do it. Area code 216 in Ohio. Welcome to the show, 216. You're the first caller.
Well, hello there.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you, Sharon?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, glad to hear that. Yeah, we need a little bit of wonderful these days.
Some kind of wonderful.
So what brings you to us? Now, I mean, I know that you just love our charisma and all that.
Long
but,
time.
So,
What's cooking?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay,
we're ready. We're waiting on you. We're all good. She's just shuffling the cards, but she can listen.
Okay. So this Monday, I have my first interview with a job that I really feel I'm a great fit for. I really would love to have this job in my company. What are my chances of getting it?
Now, what a great question.
I know,
right,
this is a new one. I applied for it a few weeks ago. I didn't ask you about this one. They just responded because there was a delay in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just going to dive right in.
Dive in.
Excuse me.
And is this a in-person interview or is it Zoom, phone, or what?
Yeah.
The phone? Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Remember back in the day, that was unheard of, back in the day.
And I think it's hard to connect with people when you can't see them.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll...
That's interesting.
Have another, sometimes they'll have another interview, that, you know, like so they can meet somebody and they narrow the field down and then get in person. But, you know, it depends on the... Nowadays, the jobs, you don't have to be in the same continent to get a job, so
that's
there
true.
Is no in-person necessarily. Doesn't apply. The world has changed with the advent of the internet.
Oh, and I'm so glad, aren't you?
It's cool. It is cool. It is definitely open. It's nice. The information highway is nice. I like that. I like being able to look up answers instantly to questions instead of having to ask around or go to a damn library and dig around in a book. You can just find out, click, 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 got the answer.
Now,
all right, what do you got?
Here's another instance. We've had this last couple of days of them not being quite sure they're looking for. So, yeah, this kind of opens the playing field for you to be able to bring out your assets, your skill set, you know, because I get the feeling they are not expecting to meet anybody that's going to be right for the job. Yet I perceive that you are. So you're going to have to sell yourself on Monday.
Okay.
And women. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Go on.
And have they already been interviewing? Because I see that they've got kind of a disappointed outlook on what they've seen so far. So this is an opportunity for you to go in there and shine, you know, really shine. And I wouldn't be surprised if you join us on Monday on News for the Soul. We will have a really good outlook intuitively for you.
It's true. It'll be post-interview. She'll be able to call in.
Yeah, that's the best time for getting a reading. And just go in there and tell them who you are, you know. Those of us that are not super young without a lot of experience, we kind of know how to command an interview. Okay. Our best assets are that, and I know these aren't kosher questions, but I think if we volunteer the information, that's different. Because you can't be asked, are you married and do you have children? And I once ran into that with an interview as a court reporter. And I looked at him and I said, by my estimation, you're not supposed to ask that. And she said, well, we do. And I said, I can't answer that. I don't feel it's right. And, of course, I didn't get the job, but I called up the Human Rights League in Minnesota, and they took on my case. And the company behind that court reporting job was Simon and Schuster, and they settled on me. They wanted to say, well, have her come back in. We'll give her another interview. That's like saying, yeah, well, I had sex, but I can still be a virgin. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You're not a virgin anymore. So, yeah, they settled on me. But you as a person can say, if they go like, what are some of your strongest assets, Sharon? I wouldn't hesitate to say, well, first of all, I don't have, you know, kids that are going to keep me at home because they're sick or their school is out. But just by offering that, I feel it's a asset. And married, I don't see what that has even to do.
It shouldn't. Shouldn't matter.
Maybe they're worried you're going to get knocked up and not come to work.
Neither here nor there. It's, who knows? Sometimes some people look at married people as having a stable life. Some people say, oh, they're married as they should be. That's a stable person. Some people use that as a guide.
True. But so, I think for Sharon, if she goes in there and she's very vocal about herself and why you feel you're, you know, the best candidate for this job, if you don't believe in you, who else is going to? So, yeah, I think we're going to know something real definitive on Monday for you. Yes? Speak?
What do you think my chances are getting it?
Well, they seem wide open because they're not so far seeing what they want. Okay? And
okay.
I think that you're going to be a stunner when you get in there. If it's over the phone or however you're going to do it.
It's a phone, she said.
Yeah. I really think that you're just going to shine.
So it's looking good right now.
I think it's looking very good.
Okay.
And
good.
Jim, what's
yeah? What's that?
Go ahead, Sharon. I've read that sometimes people will ask themselves questions like over a weekend and plan up their responses so they don't sit there hemming, hawing. Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. Okay.
All right, Rebel card time. Subject is believe what you see. Face reality or live in fucking La La Land. Choose bravely.
You are so funny.
I'm just reading the card. I'm reading the card.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm the messenger. Don't shoot me.
Well, I think that is actually a very good card with a great message. I do. So, well, we'll say good luck to you, but
yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to need my...
Yeah, that'll be cool. Monday will come fast.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding patiently to be caller number one. We appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
And we'll talk
Thank
to you again
you.
Soon.
All right, hon. We can't wait to hear from you again.
All right. Caller done. You like it. I mean, it's good. Everything went smooth. You always have to worry about when you take that first call, you always hold your breath. Is there going to be a problem? Is there going to be a problem? And there wasn't. So in the technical world we live in today.
Why, were you concerned?
You just don't know anymore, you know, no. With all the issues we've had, just lack confidence, you know. All right, well, let's go to the next caller then, 850. That is Florida, 850. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there. We're glad to have you. Where
thank
we
you, thank you. I am
yes.
so glad you took my call. My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi. Yes, hi, Michelle.
Oh,
no. How are you?
I'm not doing good.
I'm very
sad and, you know, don't know what's going to happen. But anyways, I've left my husband once before over drugs. And so
yeah.
this time I've asked him to leave. That I think it was best that we separate. And because I couldn't take the betrayal anymore and that it wasn't healthy for us to continue the relationship until after he goes gets recovery, I caught him using the drugs and buying it. And I can't believe I caught him. I mean, it just kind of happened. And so I don't know if he's going to leave or not. I'm hoping it'll be peaceful. But he's out. He said he was going to pack his stuff up this weekend, but he's out in the driveway fixing his utility trailer. He's not in here packing stuff
yeah.
up. He's out there fixing the utility trailer. So I'm just like thinking, you know, what's going to happen? Is he going to? I do love him, and I told him I loved him, but I did not want to be with him as long as he is not in recovery. And
yes, and you know, hon. Drugs between you is like the devil between you. And you have to take a stand. And he's going to have to straighten up or his life is going to slide right into the gutter. You know, he's going to end up losing you, losing more of other aspects in his life. And I think you are absolutely right to be taking a stand.
Well, it's very hard. It's very hard because I love him. And, but
yeah.
I know I left once before and I was gone for 3 weeks. And I thought, you know, I'm not leaving this time. I'm going to make him leave. And, of course, we have another camper that he could stay in. And I said, that renter
yeah.
that we have is moving out on the 21st. I said, it's perfect timing. I said, you know, you can move in the camper trailer. I said, you know, but then I'm like, okay, what is he going to take from me? And, you know, is he going to be hateful towards me? Because I found out that the drug dealer, I know who the drug dealer is, and he has prostitutes that come to his trailer all the time. And I'm like, okay, is my man going to end up sleeping with a prostitute, you know, in the process? You know, so I'm just got so much running through my head right now.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look for you. Okay, we're going to take a look. And it's to give you some kind of direction. All right.
I know he loves
yeah.
it, but I think he thinks that he doesn't have a problem.
He's not
I
using
think he
that real
deep down inside.
He knows deep down inside, but it's addiction.
Yeah, is he using that really bad stuff that's out there?
Possible. What's the good stuff?
No, he's not. So he will only take what's prescribed to him. And so since he hasn't got anything because his doctors dropped him because he was using and they knew he was an addict, so they wouldn't prescribe him medicine anymore. So he decided to go and get it from the neighbor, and which everybody in this town does drugs. It's like I have nobody to talk to. My one friend that I talked to about it, I said something to her. You know what she said to me? Well, just give him what he wants. And I was like, oh, my God, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah, she doesn't
that's
sound like the brightest star in the sky.
No, you're right.
That's
you're
not
right.
Helping me. And he's not a friend, you know?
No.
So it's like I feel all alone.
Well, of course you do, but, you know, we're here almost every day. And if you are welcome to join us at any time. We have tons of support on our Facebook page of other people that have either gone through things like this or they just want to reach out to others. You know, so you don't have to go it alone. And you could always join those, what do they have, Narcanon or NARC?
I'm not sure there is something else.
Yeah,
some kind of
Narcotic Anonymous. That's what he's on. Is he likes Lortab? Anything that's an upper speed, because he's tired all the time. And I know why he's tired. I made him go to a doctor because he was seeking the drugs because he was tired all the time. I said, go to the doctor. It's your sleep apnea. And he wouldn't go to the doctor. So if he go to the doctor, he would have more energy.
Here's the thing, too, because so many addicts have been drug seeking that there's now a department, I think it's of the government or the American Medical Association, it's for like pain management drugs where doctors can get in trouble if they keep prescribing medication when it isn't needed.
And they drop
so I can
they
see
drop
it. Sure, you bet.
Yeah,
they
don't
want to
lose
their
license. They
don't want to
lose their license. Nope.
No, exactly. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I really think this time it's going to hit home with him. And you being strong and saying, no, you got to get clean because I can't live like this anymore. I feel from what I see here, the thought of living without you is going to be excruciating for him. And it will literally cause him to want to be a better man. And that's what you want. You know, and a man will realize, hey, I'm breaking her heart. And you never know, this could, sobriety, well, whatever they call it.
It is.
Could
it's
actually, it could actually make him become an advocate. You know, there could be all new avenues for him. But I do feel that he needs to give this a really good try. And I've read and heard that sometimes people fall off the wagon of drugs or alcohol from treatment a couple times before it really sinks in. But I just think
he did,
that
he did 3 years ago. That's when I left him. And, of course, he begged me to come back, and I told him, I said, not until you're working the program. And he worked the program, and he stayed clean for at least 2 years, I know. So this past year, I kind of thought that he was using, but I wasn't for sure. And he was taking 90 pills every week. And it was really serious that I had left for him to wake up. And so now he's going down that road again.
Well, he is, but I see that this is likely going to be a great wake-up call for him. All right, the thought of you know, and he's kind of like chasing the drugs. And it gets tiring for those that are caught up in addiction. They get tired of it. You know, the money, the getting high and all of that. So I really think, though, at first he's going to be angry. Okay, he's not going to like this, but I feel that he's going to realize you're the best thing that ever happened to him, and to lose that would be a tragedy for him. So I feel He's going to pull himself up by his bootstraps, and he's going to make you proud.
Are you sure he was clean for those 2 years?
Yeah.
You know, I look back, and there's times that I questioned it because, you know, an addict always has a behavior that you just know as their mate that something ain't right. And
mm-hmm.
one thing that he does is he would scratch his head, just constantly scratch his head, or he'd be up all night long. And there was a couple times that he'd be scratching his head, or he'd be up all night long, and he'd just saying he can't sleep. So I think that's when he was taking the pills. So I don't think he was sober those total 3 years.
Right.
Now, I don't think I'll ever get him
times,
that.
A lot of times when you, yeah, a lot of times when you catch somebody or you start getting, they were probably doing it long before that. They're just getting good at hiding.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because they're just getting really good. They get good.
Yeah.
And it was just here recently that I thought I noticed, I was thinking, is he doing drugs again, you know? And then because I knew the guy up in the where we live at, I just knew that he did drugs. And I was like, God, I hope he doesn't go up there to him, you know, because I live on my boat and it's in a boatyard. And I'm like, I hope he doesn't go up there. And there's a couple times that he pulled up in the golf cart, and I had wondered, you know, was he getting drugs from him? And I just so happened, I had caught him yesterday going over there to his house. And I was like, oh, my God. And he admitted it to me.
He's caught red-handed. At least he didn't do the stupid thing and make up dumb lies, at least at that point.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the thing that you really have going in your favor is this man truly loves you. And losing you will be the worst thing that ever happened for him. And I don't believe he's going to let that happen. I have faith in him from what I see in these cards. And so, yeah, he fell off the wagon before, but maybe this will be the one that takes, you know, the one where he's going to realize, I want to be clean. And that's a big part of it. They have to.
Oh, absolutely.
To. Yeah.
They can't do it because somebody's telling them to.
Yeah.
They have to want
to stick to my guns about him moving
out. Yeah.
Or you've got to stick to your guns.
And I'll tell you.
For his own good and your own good, too.
The thought of you finding another man is going to kill him. Thinking about you with somebody else. And that can be a very good motivator.
Yeah, because the fact that he's doing that behind your back, that's a deception. It's like cheating almost.
It's cheating with drugs.
He's outright lying to your face.
Yeah.
Even though he might not.
I told him, I said, that is betrayal is what I told
him. It is, 100%. That is totally against marriage vows. That is total betrayal. It doesn't always have to be cheating with another partner, another person. It's a total going out of your way to really cover up. That's not just like a slip up.
No.
He's going out of his way to do this. So that's a betrayal. He has to see the light.
How long do you feel that he's been going up there to this man to get them drugs?
Well, I'm hearing at least 6 months. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
So I want you all to, I was just going to say something. Oh, you need to get some support of your own.
We were talking to her
family,
about that.
Family addiction support,
yeah.
You know, and I see somebody in your cards who is really going to inspire you.
Well, and plus they have lived through it and they can give you a lot of insight.
Yeah.
So I would definitely seek out a group. And a lot of times it's online nowadays, some of it.
Yes, it is.
A lot of it's Zoom or, you know, something. So you don't necessarily have to show up physically. So I would definitely seek that out.
I don't trust anybody around here.
See, it could be online, and they might not even be in your neighborhood, so you won't have to worry about it. But I would definitely go get on Google and start trying to find some of those groups.
Since you don't have anybody to talk to.
Right, and
that's important.
And there'll be people there that have lived through it and much worse, and they'll have lots of good advice and understand where you're coming from.
I agree. Yes, I do
it's
agree.
Like, I know how... I work in a drug rehab. You know what's really wild is I work in a drug rehab. So I know the program. It's so damn hard, you know. It really is. I just want to cry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's somebody you love.
Right. Yeah, it's easier to talk about when it's somebody you're not connected with.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. But I have faith in you both. I don't see the two of you parting forever or anything permanent of that nature. I really, but remember now, he may start to tell you all kinds of promises. Let me back in. I will not do it anymore.
Right. I promise I'll start next week. I'll start. I'll do a program in a couple of weeks. I already bought some drugs. I need to finish these. You know, I bought these. I don't want to throw them away. Stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, all sorts of excuses.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I have
here
to have my medicine.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you should. Definitely.
Yeah. Hiding sometimes ain't good enough, but yeah.
Did you Yahoo us?
I did. I have a rebel card for you real quick before we move on. The subject is winning. It says, you got a good thing going. Don't ruin that shit. So I'm thinking, stick to your gut is what that's saying. Don't waver. Do not waver. You have chosen the correct path by making an ultimatum.
Yes, that's, I think that's...
You have no choice. You have
yes,
to.
Yes, exactly.
Well, otherwise, if you can't beat them, join them. You might as well just be doing the drugs yourself if you don't put your foot down.
Yeah, and you can't build quality life with somebody, you know.
That's going to lie. Because at a certain point, they start planning their day around stuff like
drugs.
That. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I gotta get money. Oh, okay. How am I going to do that?
God bless
thinking about
you
that.
Guys for uplifting me. Because I need to know.
Hey, we're always here. Absolutely.
Yep, we're here for you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, just always check the Blog Talk. We put posts up there when we do shows. We do multiple shows a week.
Yes,
indeed. Usually around the same time-ish. Monday might be an hour earlier, but all the other shows are about the same time. And you're welcome to call each and every time if you so desire.
Yeah, you can call as often as you like.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So take care,
thank
hon.
You, guys.
Good
thank
luck
you.
To you. Yeah. Stand tall. I believe you're doing the right thing.
Oh, I think she'll get her husband back.
Yep. Well, he's probably going to throw a little bit of a tantrum in whatever form he does that in. Every person's different. Obviously, he wants to have his cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
He wants to be married and do drugs.
Well, and you get under the spell.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Is that the name of that tune? All right.
Yeah.
We're going to go to area code 775. Is this Wendy?
Hello. Hi, you two. So nice to speak with you both. This is Wendy.
Hey, yes. Wendy, you probably got a lot of stuff to tell us. It's been a while.
Yes.
Well, a lot's happening. We are in our new house, and the old apartment manager is being a complete nightmare. They sent me, I requested what they call a walkthrough, and they say that that's to give you the opportunity to ask questions and fix whatever they feel you need to be fixed. Well, I did pay for a professional cleaning. That doesn't matter. And I was sent an email per the maintenance man about what we need to do. And they're stating, and we've lived in this apartment 12 and a half months, and they are stating that I am responsible for paying for 5 cans of paint and also the labor for a painter to paint the apartment. And also I am responsible for labor for janitorial expenses, in other words, cleaning again. And labor. This is going to be well over $2,000 to what they're asking. So, once again, Ms. Lee, I did not give up. What I did
good
was,
for you. Yeah,
thank you. I tried the legal line, but I didn't really get anywhere. I called an attorney, and he said he would. We have an appointment for a week from now. I accepted the appointment. His name is Jay. He's a very smart man, but I think maybe he was brushing me off. But I kept going. And God has shined on me again, Miss Lee, because I was given a number to a Justice League, and I spoke to a woman named Kobe, and she was extremely interested in everything I had to say, and she is really intense, wants me to send over all emails and everything I've got. And she said that there is an attorney that is an advocate. And her first name, off the air, I'd tell you her last name, but her first name is Laura, L-O-R-A. And her specialty is advocating and also tenant rights. So what could be more perfect? So
right.
Anyway, this is Friday. So she was kind of angry about this on my behalf. And she said, well, she's going to enjoy this journey, is the way she put it. And because they refused to allow me to turn in the keys to the garage, and now they're charging me for painting. Legally, a landlord can charge you for painting if you paint over their paint without permission. That never happened. We've done nothing to the walls, not even hung a picture. And so they said that they are willing to even contact the managers and speak to them, and they're going to get down and dirty in this. So do you feel like I'm – and what something else they're willing to do for me is they're willing to meet me at the old apartment and have somebody come in and take a video of the way the apartment looks now and take pictures. I think that's fabulous.
So, I do too.
What's going to happen, Miss Lee? And also, I told my father extorted because I had to pay May rent and April rent. I wanted out in March. So that's $4,018 right there.
Wow.
And with the painting of the apartment, that's another $2,000 probably. So now we're looking at over $6,000. So what's going to happen? Is this attorney with first name Laura and is Kobe, are they going to help me? Are they going to stop these nightmare managers from running over me?
All right. Well, cards are going down. International shout out to Sophia in Sweden and Ole in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
It was nice of somebody to hook. It was nice of somebody to give you that number to that advocate place.
Oh,
somebody put you on the road to the righteousness, right, Deb?
I really think you've got angels that are badasses that are going with
you. A lot of them do it because they just hate the crap.
They are abusing people.
Right. Oh, for money. Yeah, it's all about money, man. People have no moral scruple or conscience. They just take money from people.
They do, and it's not right. So, yes, I really think this is all going to get sorted out, and you're going to come out on the happy end of all this. And with that advocate, you know, they can get in trouble.
Well, they can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yes, they are putting you through some mental anguish and suffering, and that lawyer should say, well, you go ahead and charge her, and then guess what's going to happen when we sue you? Oh, you're going to be paying her that back and a lot more money for the freaking
punitive
damages for trying to be a freaking thief, basically. It's a thief. Painting, that's bullshit. Even if you live in a place for 12 years, it's standard procedure that they paint the place and has nothing to do with you. They clean the carpets a lot of times, standard procedure, unless you got to put a stain on it. But so they're just trying to take advantage of people. And I'm glad that lawyer was mad at you.
Big time, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
how do they take advantage of you?
So will they be successful in representing me to the point where I at least get my May rent back and that I get part of the garage money back and maybe even some extra money for all the pain and suffering they've caused?
Well, I think it's going to be a clean sweep across the board. For one thing, they've got a few aces up their sleeve concerning that you're disabled, you never hung a picture. You know, it isn't
that's amazing.
Like,
I've never known anybody not to hang a picture.
And it isn't like you were two brat, you know, brothers throwing beer on the wall.
Yeah. College parties and stuff, right. Playing darts on a wall, draw a circle on a wall and throw darts at it.
And
right.
You know, discuss mental anguish with your lawyer.
Yeah, just say, I've been able to sleep. I mean, I'm sick. I'm actually physically sick from all this stress.
Because I have a feeling they'll include that in there, too.
No, they will. They will say, oh, okay, you want to play that game? Well, then we'll go in front of a judge.
Yeah.
Well, see, and they count on nobody doing that.
Yeah.
What's interesting here is that this attorney is the president of a Justice League. And she is in, her specialty is advocacy for tenant law. We're talking elder abuse. We're talking ADA. We're talking disability.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's basic thievery.
Ding, ding, ding. I think you've got a winner here, Wendy. I really do. What I see.
Yeah!
Yes, now let's see what Jim comes up for you.
All right, let me do this. Yes, indeed. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. Who gave you that number?
Can I have a card?
Yep, I'm giving it to you right now. While I'm shuffling, I'm behind the schedule here. Who hooked you up with this point of contact?
For the attorney.
Who was that that gave you the point of contact? Is that they did you a favor? Who was that?
Oh, who was it that gave that to me? I was referred to another place. I forget the name of it, but I can find it and I can tell you next time. And I was really skeptical, and this woman said, please call this number. They will help you. I know that they will. And it turned out to be like a spiritual connection. And this woman named Kobe, oh, she's engaged and she wants to help me. She was like, when I told her stuff, she was like, oh my God. And I, something smart that I did was on the day when I was giving my notice, the assistant manager said, hey, Wendy, come on down to the office. The manager and I would love the opportunity to talk to you. And then my response was, I'm hearing disabled. All communication will be via email.
Yes, indeed. And I whatever you tell me, it doesn't mean anything if I don't have an email on it or a real letter in the mail, because that's evidence. That verbal stuff, I can deny it later. So, yeah, absolutely. Emails or actual real mail.
They really are.
Yep, absolutely. Here is your rebel card.
Here we go, Wendy.
Your rebel card shows a bunch of dollar signs, and it says, make it rain.
Oh, yes, for you.
So I think maybe you're on the road to to getting that burden off your back of having to worry about those.
Oh, I hope
so.
I'm sorry.
What was the card that Jimbo drew?
The rebel card. The subject line showed a whole bunch of dollar signs, and then when I read the message, it said, "Make it rain."
Yeah, like they do with
rain
really?
Money.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what deck is that out of?
Well,
that's our Rebel Card Friday deck. It's a special deck we only do on Fridays.
Yes.
It doesn't have all the sugary, nice angel stuff. It's just flat out, here's the deal type of deck. Yep, but it's called the Rebel Cards. All right, Wendy, thank you very much for holding. And
you'll
have to keep us abreast of the story.
And Miss Lee, I'm going to send over information about this attorney. And she's president of a certain league that I don't want to say on the air. Maybe you can pick up some more vibration about it.
I would love to.
Sure. And
sure, hon.
Yeah. Yep, thank you very much.
When will this be resolved? Where it's about the 19th day of April.
Wendy, you've got a couple of bulldogs working on this for you. So I think they're going to make it priority one.
Make it priority one,
but
the legal system is the legal system.
But the rest of that could take some time.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yep. All right, well, we got to go, Wendy.
I'm a very kind person, but I hope the feds go after these people.
I would report it to every agency on this planet once you get it resolved. I wouldn't do it till now.
Yeah.
I would do it afterwards, let them know. And go on Yelp and give them bad reviews and all that stuff, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Say, don't live here because they're going to screw you when you leave. All right, Wendy, we got to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
appreciate Ron. You holding.
We'll talk to you soon.
You know where to find us. You do indeed.
Yeah. All right.
International shout out to Virgil.
Virgil.
In England.
Manchester.
I think he is the first of the English to be here.
Yeah, no
he
British
is.
Invasion tonight.
No, we have our friends in Ireland, and we have an Englishman.
Well, Terry Sue has been sick.
Terry Sue?
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah.
What kind of sick?
She might be putting little bones together. As my grandma used to say.
That's all you women care about is getting knocked up. I don't get it.
It's inherent to our nature. We're breeders.
Yeah, okay. All right, whatever it takes. All right, let's move on. Keep on, keep on, and we're on a roll here. Let's go to area code 520. Olisa.
Oh,
hey, lady.
Hey, lady yourself. I've been feeling so much better. I went for a bike ride after I talked to you.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Well, and
that's fair.
as I was getting ready for my bike ride, he could
get
see
out
me
in the nature where there's nothing but negative ions instead of positive ones.
And, you know, we have to talk about that.
Well,
the hell's the difference if it's negative or positive,
because
Deb?
Because all these, the technology, phones, computers, et cetera, they are emitting positive ions.
You know, an ion is just a charged particle.
So
either negatively or positively charged particle. Nobody says it gets into your brain and whatever. You guys roll with what you roll with. I'll stick with my science.
Well, it upsets your energy field.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Alrighty then.
So you need that.
All right. So she was getting on a bike ride, and
the neighbor called me. He can see me from his window.
What did he call
wanted
you?
To know. Well, he asked Howard the repairs that he made. He checked with me in the morning. He texted me and he said, "How are the repairs that he made yesterday?" And then as I was getting on the bike ride, he called me and asked me, "How are the repairs he made?" I said, "I haven't checked them yet." And he said, "Well, let me know." Then he hung up, and the bike ride was great. I'm feeling good. And I have to knuckle down and do some work. But
yes.
Other than that, tomorrow.
That's early. Yeah. You going to go to the concert?
Yes, I sure am.
Good.
I sure am. And so a lot of pep to my step as far as getting things done.
Well, I like that. It sounds like renewed strength to me, and a meaningful purpose, rather than being down in the dumps and a dark cloud. You know, you'll only get more from the universe.
And it's a work in progress. I mean, I woke up feeling wobbly, but then I. Have been meditating and trying to stay focused, and then I started to feel better, and then I talked with you, and so
I was glad.
Yeah.
I was very glad.
Thank you.
So where should we start?
Well,
He called you to find out about the plumbing?
The repairs. Repairs.
He wanted to know... if they're good.
He had done repairs yesterday on two different, the toilet and then also the shower. And then this morning he texted me and he said, "How is everything working?" And I said, "I haven't tried it out yet." And then I was getting on the bike in the afternoon and he called me. This time he called and said, "How is everything working out?" And I said, "I haven't tried it yet." And he said, "Well, let me know." And so two different times he told me that.
In a very tiny way, it sounds a little lame.
But super lame.
But it's a way for him to, like, get his foot in the door, so to speak.
He has a reason to text
to talk to you.
It's an excuse, yeah.
Well,
okay,
I think that you're the coaching tips on being more aware. Because sometimes, you know, I just get really focused and just breeze on through. And so... I have been thinking about, you know, what you've said, and I think it's right on the nose, and, you know, sometimes I can be very, in my own way, you know, I've told you some examples of what I shell out, you know, that I can be a little maybe harsh.
Well, and, you know, we're all driven to put up our defenses if we're interpreting somebody as being argumentative or rude or whatever the case might be. Yeah, we're gonna, you know, like they say about us women, we go from 0 to 6. What is it?
Zero bitch.
Yeah, in 60 seconds.
not 60. I guess it's like 3 seconds.
Really?
Not 60 seconds. That'd be a dream if a person had a whole minute to get me prepared for the disc mode. It's like 3 seconds.
So that's my question, basically, is there'll be more in-depth communication and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, because just because we talk to people, we don't know everything about their inner workings and how they feel about themselves and et cetera, you know?
And I have said, and you've picked it up, I have said, I told them, you're very sensitive. And when I, you know, I just put puzzle pieces together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sensitive. Everybody's sensitive. A lot of people are sensitive. And sometimes I don't, you know, I just behave like a trucker sometimes when I'm, you know, I dismiss stuff or, you know, just say, oh, whatever. I'll say F you or shut up, you know, or that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, are we going to do a reading for you?
I think she's waiting on you, Deb.
And what would you like to delve into for you?
Well, whatever the cards turn up drawing.
That's fair.
A little snapshot.
Thank you, Deb.
Sure, no problem.
Cards are going down.
All right, let's find out. Let's dig deep.
No, you shouldn't have fucked with it. Jesus. Screwing around, this ADHD here.
God, I feel like he's my dad.
Well, but now you're pissed off because you fucked with something and it ain't working. That's all I'm saying. You should have fucked. Something's working. Why would you fuck with something that's working?
Because
it makes no goddamn sense.
I wanted to comment to Virgil that Stormy Daniels is a whore.
Because that was the most important comment on this fucking planet, to type the word whore. If that didn't get typed out, whole shit show would have come to an end right there for that one word.
You know, you got me all frazzled, and I have to read.
All right, everybody. Word of the day is whore. You could have just done that. You didn't need to type that shit. Simple.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt Lisa.
But you did, didn't you? But you did, didn't you? Didn't you?
No winning, man. There isn't.
You hate logic. You can't stand it. I cannot stand it.
Excuse me. Virgil said that made beer come out of his nose.
You don't know what? You don't know who said a whole bunch of things in the last 30 seconds, so who knows?
All right, here we go.
Hey, guess what? The cards are going down on a card reading show. What a funk.
All right, let's see what we got.
Let's see what we got here. Yes, sir, indeed. Ah, yes, indeed. Let's see. I am updating my call list because it never shrinks. It grows.
Yeah.
Just like a fucking tumor. No, just kidding. That's a bad comparison. There's nothing to joke about that.
It is. We should be grateful.
You should be grateful. Not that. I'm just saying we shouldn't even make a comparison to tumors because nobody wants nothing to do with us.
Because you might get one if you talk about it.
Get one, and it's great bait. Anybody can get cancer. It doesn't have to, you don't have to be a smoker or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you know what?
Some kids are born with it, you know.
Your immune system.
Your system. Si, senor. Your immune system, you know.
It needs to get a little dirty stuff in
there.
That's
a philosophy.
My philosophy.
It is a philosophy.
The people that are so healthy, they seem to be the ones that, oh, my God, you know, he's got whatever it's called, that prostate cancer.
Oh, yeah.
She's got cancer. All right, so for you, you know, okay, I am seeing is your neighbor wants very much to share an olive branch with you. He would like the two of you to get back to where you were.
And where was that exactly?
Where things were nice.
But it didn't have a name to it.
They went, it was pleasant. They went and did things.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
He was very kind to her grandson. They were bonding, and it's like all hell broke loose. So.
Well, remember who he is, Deb.
Well, what I've seen about him is he's one of those men that does not want his woman to be going off with other men.
And that's never going to change, ever.
Well, I think he's got a bit of an alpha dog.
It's never
going to
change,
spirit.
Ever, ever, ever. That's always going to be a problem to him.
And I do think that is a problem.
He's always going to, only time he's going to be allowed to go out if he had his would if he was with her. That would be his rules if he could get them.
And I've gone out with girlfriends in the past where their man will call like every 15 minutes. You know, like we've gone out with some gigolos or something.
Well, and she should have fucked them and say, I can't talk right now. I'm sucking a stranger's dick. That's what she should have told the husband.
You know who else is like this? If any of you know who Sammy Hagar is,
no.
Jim and I know, we know a lady she's with. What?
I can't imagine how the segue that's about to be made.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand how all of a sudden we're talking about her neighbor. Now we're going to talk about the Sammy Hagar shit. But I'm going to let you finish the segue. Because I have no idea why we just made this leap.
Because it struck me that he should be the most secure man in the world. He lives in Hawaii with the best friend of a woman we know. Okay? When that best friend comes up here to Virginia to spend time with her friend, that man, well, he's incessant with the phone. Where are you? What are you doing? You know, and after a while, that really gets old.
Probably because he's been the other guy a lot cheating around.
Well,
so probably
and
you know,
out.
I wonder. I do wonder about that.
There's a lot of me out there. Sam Hagar is probably thinking, there's a whole bunch of guys like me out there. I know she's going to run into one.
And that's the thing. If you have had a cheating past and then you meet somebody really nice and genuine, you probably won't trust her or him. You know,
well, then you should probably
your own
buy a robot or a blow-up doll that can't cheat on you then. Because humans, there's got to be a level of trust.
Well, I want you to know that in the distant future, and how distant it is, I can't exactly pinpoint that, but I want you to know, Lisa, that you are going to marry again. And you will marry in a distant place. I always get a feeling it's like Las Vegas.
No, that's not that distant.
From her. Yeah.
Not that distant. No.
Well, I only say as long as it's the Elvis Chapel, in case they have one there. I don't know.
They do.
Blue Velvet Shoes. I want that song. Is that such a song?
No,
and they have
the
those cut out.
Yeah, the cutout will be there.
Where you put your face in, and then the figure is his wife, and the other figure is him.
Could be,
your
be one of Elvis and one of Priscilla's, and that's married.
Elvis and
Priscilla.
Elvis and Priscilla, and you just put their head in there. That's right. And then you have there's an Elvis. You know there's lots of Elvis marriage.
Yeah.
I want to call them priests, the people that are authorized.
And look at that relationship. He was playing around with Anne Margaret and a bunch of others.
Who wouldn't have played around with Anne Margaret back in those days?
He did not have sex with her because she was a kid. Priscilla. She met him when she was like 15. And so he's had sex all over and making these movies.
He's from Mississippi, man. They probably get married when they're 13.
They probably do.
They probably still do to this day.
And he didn't want her going anywhere, doing anything. He had her under lock and key in that Graceland. So, anyway. Yeah, I really think you're going to have a good time tomorrow. And that's nice. You'll see some friends. You'll have a very pleasant experience. And I like that for you. So, yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Good. And I see your grandson here. you know, what you're going to do for him with the Boy Scouts and Boys and Girls Club and the babysitter. That boy needs that. He needs social outlets.
Normal life at that age. Right.
I have a feeling he lives a very isolated life.
God, yeah. I love the babysitter's kids, especially the little boy. I was going to tell her if she needs a break, she can. When my grandson's here, she can bring those kids over for an hour or two just to get away. And, you know, they can play here with him, my grandson. I just adore those kids. I drop by whenever I can on my way home, and I'll take her stuff, you know, for the kids. I just love that little boy.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah, and if they get out of control, you just give them a lot of children's NyQuil.
You give them back to the mother. No, just for an hour, you know, or two. She needs to run an errand, that kind of thing.
Sure. That's very nice of you. Okay, Jim, what do you got?
Yeah! I have a card, and it is a rebel card as I open my beverage. The subject is, don't believe every shitty thought you have.
Right.
Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
They certainly can.
Yeah. Thinking.
And overthinking will put you on such a nasty track that you gotta shut that down.
I think the only way, though, that you could change that is to actually have a sex change.
Really?
You can't ask a woman not to overthink. You can't ask a woman to do what she can't do. Read between the lines of every word that is spoken.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this really fast. I have these friends. I just adore them. They're part of my friend group. And they're two people that used to be men, but now they're women. I love them. They give a lot to the community. They're very sweet, kind. But one day I was around them, and my friendship with them is new. I was around them, and I was so sleepy, so tired. And this is how I talk. I don't talk like I'm talking to the Queen of England with my pinky up in the air. When I'm with a group of ladies, I always say, come on, you guys, let's go. So I kept calling them guys, and I kept apologizing. I said, no, I'm sorry. I know you're ladies. And I was really sleepy. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm probably embarrassing them more than I. And then I talked to another friend of mine last night, and I said, he's not my neighbor. He's a different one. He's gay. And I was consulting him. I said, did I do the wrong thing? Did I say the wrong thing? I don't mean to slip up. I don't want to make them uncomfortable. Oh, sometimes it's nerve-wracking to flow with the time.
Right.
And he said no. He said that was fine. He said whatever I was doing was fine because it was no mean intent.
Have you ever wanted to see it?
No. Put that crap away.
I just thought it might be interesting to see how good the surgery is.
No. Only if I'm doing a Valentine one-on-one with his significant other. No, everybody else can do their thing behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Poor Things, the movie
Do you remember the Lorena Bobbitt, John Bobbitt saga?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in the news.
Where she cut off his schnitzel grooving.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Threw it in the field. Threw it.
Got it. They found it and I guess kept it. He got it sewed back on.
Yeah, and then he became a porn star.
Well, he did one movie. And I guess it was called Frankenpenis. I shit you not. I never saw it because I'm not going to go. I want to see this movie. It's about a penis. I don't want to see it.
That's like Things where everything's surgical.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. Yes, it is like Four Things. Yep.
No, she was masturbating with what, an orange or a peach?
I don't know. When she discovered her vagina had other uses, she didn't know. Remember, she was like, she had a child's brain. And, yeah, the Emma Stone character.
Yeah.
What was her name? Whatever her name was. Yeah,
there were some creepy parts in there. That was where the father brought the sons in. I thought that was pretty creepy. I kept thinking, this isn't real. And then there were a lot of creepy parts, though.
It was a very abnormal movie, but it was so bizarre that you couldn't take your eyes off it. It was a train wreck.
But probably stuff like that happens.
It probably does. It just put it all together in one movie, all that crazy shit.
I know.
The madam that was biting her, I mean, that weird, creepy madam at the end. She kept beating her. Just like, it was a bizarre. There wasn't any part of that movie that was, had no bizarre. Every single scene had some kind of bizarreness to it.
And she called sex, like with Mark Ruffalo. Bouncing.
Well, at first she did. Then she danced a little bit.
The furious jumping.
Different like that. Talked about herself in the third person.
He says, don't fall in love with me. And then he's a raving lunatic at the end. He's lost his money. He went nuts.
He went nuts over her, over the top, crazy, insane.
I love when that baby was crying.
Yeah, she got up with her fist to go punch the baby.
She said, I gotta go punch that baby.
I'm gonna go punch the baby. And he had to stop her. Yep, she was going to punch the baby.
Oh my god, it was entertaining.
I don't regret seeing that. That was a very entertaining.
No,
she got naked and thought nothing of it. It was fine.
Thank you, guys. Well, I gave her, I read her card. The sneaky thought, don't believe of sneaky thoughts. I read her card.
Stinking thinking. Stay away from stinking thinking.
Deb, once again, was fucking with something that was working again and had to unfuck it. So I'll just keep on, keep on doing it. All right, anyway, Lisa is back. I'd put her back on mute so she can continue to listen if she so desires.
Yes.
And I believe, let's see, who's my next caller? I must look at my list, and I must check it. This caller is from area code 330, which is going back to Ohio. 330, you're the next caller.
Well, hello there. Welcome.
Hi, it's Leslie from Mississippi.
Oh, you're in Mississippi with you, are you?
Yes. And your name again? Yeah, your name?
Leslie.
Yes, that's right, Leslie. Yeah, so how are you doing, you handsome guy?
I'm doing well, and yesterday was my 2-year anniversary at my current job.
Nice.
Well, that is worth celebrating.
Two down, 28 to go.
So tell us, what's new in your life?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah,
it's just keeping busy with work and building up the bank account and because I won't have my next valuation until November. It's a pretty good chance that I'll be staying on for another year, but I got to perform well.
Great, that's wonderful.
So you're a yearly contractual type thing. Is that how that works? So are you an actual contractor then?
Yes. I'm a staff member under contract.
Gotcha. Yeah, I started at my job originally like that too. I was a contractor.
So
I wasn't an employee. I was a contractor. After a little bit over a year, I got hired on permanently.
Are you doing personally?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. And I do have a question.
All right.
Great. Bring it on.
Yes. I met this lady who also went to my college alma mater because she graduated in 2015. In like 2015, I graduated in 2006 with different undergraduate degrees. I met her at the airport in Atlanta, and I feel a great connection to her. And I've kept it pretty professional because I wished her happy birthday this week. And I kept it very professional. Didn't say I loved her, but I just appreciated her being my friend.
Yes.
And I just feel that connection. And I think she has a connection to me, and I keep seeing her in my dreams.
Ooh.
Interesting. So I guess you would like the cards to explore that?
Yes.
Oh, that's right up Deb's alley.
So you stay in contact with her, like with text messages or Messenger?
Or email or something like that.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, through social media.
Social media, there you go. Okay.
Yep, there you go.
It does have some fun.
Yeah, because she has my phone number, but I never got hers.
Ah, well, that might be another step to take, regardless of where this goes.
And, you know, the truth is sometimes we women hesitate, not because of social norms or anything like that. We just don't want to be too forward.
It doesn't hurt to be cautious. There's nothing wrong with that. That's right.
And we're kind of scared of something new.
There's nothing wrong with nothing.
I don't know.
It's okay to be wise and cautious. There's nothing wrong with that. Nope.
Yeah.
That's just smart nowadays. Any day, but especially nowadays.
Has she told you anything about her romantic past? About boyfriends or... Yeah. Go ahead.
She has not.
Okay, so you haven't really...
No.
You're still doing... You haven't really gone deeper into the friendship thing.
But start with friendship.
Of course.
And be funny. Women love a sense of humor. You know, in fact, if you are so humorous, it doesn't even matter what you look like.
Except you don't want to make jokes about the size of her butt or anything.
No,
like
and
that.
No,
yeah,
keep
yeah.
it okay. yeah, away from that.
Or her shoes being ugly or something like that. Don't do that.
I think that she still thinks of a guy from the past. Okay. And so she, right here, I see her right here. And she's the Six of Spades is a card of hesitation. It's also like a card of pregnancy. So it can mean a pregnant moment between the two of you. So, you know, pregnancies take like 9 months for that kid to pop up. And a pregnant pause or a pregnant moment requires time and patience. But I really feel, I don't get too excited here, that she could fall desperately in love with you. It's right here. Right here. And I think the two of you could really find a future together. I see the acquisition of a home shared together later. You know, this isn't going to happen next
year.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
If you push this, she's going to run away scared. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't even bring it up. Just file that away in your memory bank.
Yeah, and maybe she'll open up and start telling you. This guy from her past did something bad, and he feels sorry, but she doesn't even want to entertain that. It might have been bad, like he hit her, or maybe he forced himself on her. I mean, these are things that could be really hard for a female to just say, okay, doesn't matter. Thank you for your apology. You know, so I think that this is a good start for you. And you're dreaming about her. Ooh, are these dreams where you talk? Are you talking?
Yes. And we could, unexpectedly, hooking up again, having conversations, because I live here in Holly Springs and she lives in Memphis. We're 45 minutes apart.
Oh, that's nothing.
And in my dreams, she visits me here in my apartment for the weekend, and she comes in the bed and starts kissing me.
Well, oh boy. Well, I'll tell you what. I believe it's some out there who say they're experts at this. They say that when you dream of someone like that, you're actually having that conversation with them. You're actually doing those things. And if anything is bizarre in the dream, like, I don't know, you said she stayed at your apartment and you were kissing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a dream, Deb.
That's good. That's a good dream.
It is a good dream, yes.
So
it's better than having a nightmare about her cutting your head off or something.
I feel
that
is a future invitation for you to be kissing, for things to move further. Yeah. So, hey, it's about time you got somebody who was receptive to you, because I know we've walked your walk with you for a while, and it seemed like, you know, it seemed like you were just, you know, barking up wrong trees. But when it's the right one, it really fits. And I think the two of you do have a future together. I really do. So.
Yes. I don't know when we're going to be dating. It could be 6 months. It could be a year.
Well, time is kind of immaterial. Sometimes people aren't ready for us at a time when we think we're ready for them. So if it's affection and love, we can wait. You know, you wait for them to actually look at you and realize, wow, I could be looking right at my future right now.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we're just too premature. Okay, so, yeah, I would take it slow with her. I think she's had her heart broken more than once. So you want to let her know that you are the knight in shining armor. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, rebel card time.
Okay.
Subject is that project, that person, that idea is waiting. Get after that shit. The world has your back.
Well, I love it. And maybe you could plan. Do you have a car, hon? You have a car? Hello?
No, not yet. I'm going to be leasing one this summer.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Then maybe you could go up there and do some things with her. That's kind of a happening city up there. And maybe she'd eventually want to come down to you. But I think this is a relationship worth your effort and your affection. I really do. So, I feel like, you know, like I'm a mother who
don't
just
put the cart
heard,
before the horse.
Who
no.
just heard her son is in love.
Good Lord,
oh.
God, Jesus, help me. All righty. Thank you so much, my friend. We got to move on. We appreciate you holding
yeah.
and being very,
Let
very
us
patient.
Know. Let us know how
Thank
it goes.
You have a good thing.
All
you
right,
have a
darling.
Good one indeed also.
You bet.
You
Take
better,
care.
You better, you better.
Aww.
All right, we're going to area code 505. New Mexico is where that
Oh, New
area
Mexico.
Code. Hello, you're the next caller.
Hello there.
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia.
Hi Patricia.
Yes,
now,
hi.
Are you really in New Mexico, or are you the Patricia?
Yes, I am.
In okay, we have a few different Patricias. So, all right, I know we've talked.
Have we talked before?
I've talked with you before.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you
so
have a better memory than I do.
How's it going for you?
Well, a lot of challenges and difficulties. Change.
Did you and the gentleman get together on occasion? I mean, did it develop?
Well, no, I'm living here. I thought Las Cruces was going to be the place I would live in, and I discovered it wasn't from last year. So I figure if I had to work on a, you know, an on-site job, which I don't want to, but if I did, I would have more opportunity and the transportation would be better. And so here I am, but it's since I stepped foot on this into New Mexico, it's just one thing after the other. And, of course, I am in my second homeless shelter. And of course, I'm continually in applying, you know, to jobs. And also working.
Yeah. Tell me, is there a lot of opportunity there?
Well, you mean job-wise or what?
Yeah, job-wise. Is there a lot of opportunity for you?
Well, yes. You still have to apply. And,
sure, of course.
Sure. Yeah, you got to go through the process. Yep.
So, and of course, my preference.
Yeah. Are you just looking for a J-O-B, which is just a job that gets the bills paid, or are you looking for something more fulfilling? That would be like a career.
Well, to get the several fold, to get the bills paid.
Sure.
But also, I've also got a massive responsibility. I have to create my retirement savings because I don't have that. So I figure, you know, and I'm really wanting to retire now, but I'm not able to because I'm
I do not dare depend
on Social Security.
You are talking to a lot of people that are in the same position as you are. So that's why if you can't retire, it is important to do something that you do enjoy. You know, life is too short to be stuck in a rut, you know, pounding a time clock, all of that. So I'm looking to see what's ahead for you.
Cards
well,
going
yes,
down.
I mean, I'm returning back to writing. And
good for you.
Yes. You know, and but it's just, you know, making that time because I want to get out of this shelter so bad. You know, largely written. You know, basically they always, you know, they play the favoritism game and it is a women's shelter, you know, and they like to with certain people violate their rights and then, you know, and have all these rules, which,
I've got very,
you know,
I have very good news for you, Patricia, really good news. All right, we're in April.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what jumps out at me. I'm going to say, well, May, June, July. I'm thinking August into September, it's as if the angels are going to be leaping to be around you and to help propel you to a new life for you. Mm-hmm. I feel that you are going to really do something with your writing. Now, bear in mind that publishing has changed tremendously over the years. It's not like now you write something, send it off to a publisher. They decide if they're going to publish it or not. It's different now. Now you can self-publish. Yeah, like with Barnes & Noble, Tango, Amazon. I mean, the list goes on. And they will put your manuscript together, and they will market it. And they will take, of course, a percentage. But it's not like an arm and a leg. But what's really amazing is that having your writing out there in the mainstream allows producers, I mean, they are scrambling for content for TV shows and movies. And that puts you right in sight to have them tap you on your shoulder and say, Patricia, I think we need to make a series out of this or a movie.
International shout-outs to Jeanette in Canada and Mary in Ireland. Welcome. All right, back to the reading.
Put that on your future agenda. Put it out there.
Your agenda.
This is a goal
along
that you're
good with others.
Yeah.
Well, of course, yeah.
And I really feel your time there is very limited because by the first of the fall, I see you moving on in a big way. And when you do,
probably wishes it would be sooner than
that. I know. And you're coming into the hot time of the year down there. But you know what? Just know in your heart that God isn't going to leave you right there where you are. He would never do that. So you're in preparation for stepping into a whole new life. And this is where you start the daydreaming and the manifesting. And you know what? The sky's the limit. You know, just let yourself go and imagine all the things that you still would like to accomplish. And don't put any negative thoughts in there. Just let it go and run with it. Because I'll tell you what, big shift coming in your life, and I'm seeing your husband right here. You've got a husband coming. Yes, you do. And oh my God.
Whether you like it or not.
And you and he are going to move away and find such a beautiful life. Thunder's sure to come true. I love that designation and the layout, because in all these years, every good thing that I've seen there has come true, and not just for other people, for me too. But you are going to meet a man, and oh, he is so darling. He could be a little bit younger than you, but he is going to worship you, Patricia. He is just going to love the hell out of you. Yes. And
is he here in Albuquerque?
I think so, actually. But you and he are going to make a plan, and you're going to get a home together. And, oh, my gosh, it's going to be filled with blessings. So now that I've told you that, let yourself manifest it, that, yes, this is coming for you. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, and I love when we can end on a high positive note for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go for you, Patricia.
Thanks. All right. Thank you.
I have a rebel card for you. Remember Friday rebel card? They're not sugar and spice. Its subject is whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the fucking time.
So
whatever that is, yeah. It doesn't have to be about anything we talked about.
Yep.
Lots of things going on in life. Are you dragging your phone across the floor? Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Patricia.
Oh, she's here.
Yep. She's taking us right out.
Yes. Thank you so much. Patricia, I know you held a long time, and we appreciate that. And we wish the best of luck to you, and we do. Welcome to Call Back.
Thank you for
getting the game.
Yes.
Thank you for
reading. And remember, these readings that I give are full of potential. And potential is everything. Something that does not have potential, you could stand on your head to make it, and it won't happen. But I see this will come to pass. And you know something? You're going to be happier than you ever thought you could be. So I'm
good.
Happy
I'm
for you.
Good. I'm with it.
Darn straight.
Thank you very
much. All right, honey. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care.
Oh, I could just cry that her card was just so beautiful. Really. And Joanne, we're going to talk tomorrow, okay?
International shout-out to Suzanne.
Yeah, you're a day late and a buck short, honey.
Yes.
As we're on our way out the
yep,
door.
Sorry, Suzanne, we're just checking out with that Roach Motel. Roaches check in, but they never check out.
Yeah, well,
but we are checking out because we got to go.
Did you ever see that movie, Joe's Apartment?
No.
Where he made friends with all these roaches?
I heard about it. I never saw it.
It was super creepy.
I remember they talked, right?
Yeah,
I remember hearing about it. I never actually saw it, though. At least it's creative outside the box. It's not a remake.
Yeah.
It's not even a remake. Let's have another Ghostbuster. How many Ghostbuster movies should we have? Let's have one every 2 years.
I think they're going to have
fucking do it every year.
They're going to do another.
I know, that's what I'm
God.
Saying. Yeah, now they're like teenagers or some shit.
Well, it was like, what was the other franchise with Arnold was the cold guy? Who did the, he was the freezer man? What is that?
Oh, that was all the Batman movies.
Yeah.
There's about 15,000 of those.
Yeah.
It's, well, these are the Dark Knight series. That's different. You know what? It's fucking bad.
It's like they have no imagination anymore.
People really love that Marvel and DC shit. A lot of people.
Well.
Money to be made.
Suzanne, I'm going to tell you, I hear the turlet calling me. I'm going to have to answer that call.
You
got to
go. You got to do. Right?
Yes, we'll be here tomorrow night. Same bat time, same bat channel. And we love having you all. So take care. And whatever you do, don't get three vaccinations on the same day. Everybody sing. Saturday night. We want you here. 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. For
psychic love doctor. It's good. Good night. Love to all.